This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manantha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli asserts Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali motto will be fulfilled by implementing basic rights. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says two major political parties formed the government in special circumstances, highlighting joint efforts for good governance. And school bus plows into crowd in China, killing 11 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has asserted that the national aspiration of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali would be fulfilled. This will be done by embracing the fundamental rights enshrined in the Constitution and the national and international commitments on human rights. The Prime Minister said this while inaugurating the three-day International Conference of Human Rights Institution of Asia and Pacific Region on Gender Inclusiveness, organized by the National Human Rights Commission today. Prime Minister Oli stated that the government is committed to upholding the Constitution of Nepal, which guarantees fundamental rights. Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the caste system has been abolished by law and highlighted the achievement of ensuring at least 33% women's participation in all state bodies. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli also mentioned that the government is working with the Human Rights Commission to achieve social justice and equality. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said it is not usual for the country's two major political parties to form a government together. At a press conference organized by the Press Union Kailali at Dhangari Airport, Minister Lekhak explained that Nepali Congress and CPN-UML formed the government due to special circumstances. Likewise, Minister Lekhak noted that Nepali Congress and CPN-UML have previously worked well together on important issues. Minister Lekhak also mentioned that this new government aims to stabilize the economy, improve governance, speed up development, and uphold the rule of law. Similarly, Minister Lekhak praised their past joint efforts in creating the constitution and achieving peace. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has conducted a parliamentary hearing with the proposed ambassador to Qatar, Ramesh Chandra Paudel, today. During the meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee at Singha Darbar, Paudel presented his action plan emphasizing the protection and promotion of Nepali workers' interest in Qatar. Paudel also outlined plans to expand and strengthen Nepal-Qatar diplomatic relations within the framework of the government's foreign policy and national interest. On Sunday, the committee also heard from proposed ambassadors to China, Denmark, Germany, and India. On Monday, hearings were held for proposed ambassadors to Israel, Malaysia, Pakistan, and Portugal. The Ministry of Health and Population has instructed 34 hospitals and health institutions to operate outpatient department services on public holidays as well. The directive follows a request from the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Dr. Prakash Budathuki, the ministry's spokesperson, confirmed that hospitals such as Bir Hospital, Kosi Hospital and Kanti Children's Hospital are included in this order. The new rule is based on complaints that health services are often unavailable during public holidays. A total of 35 industrial institutions and employers combined were taken action against the use of child labor in the last fiscal year 2023 to 2024. The Labor and Employment Office Hetauda punished the industries and employees as they were found using child labor, which is illegal. The office conducted a monitoring of total 95 industries. Labor and Employment Office Chief of Hetauda, Chandanarayan Shrestha, said the industries and individual employers were fined over Rs 400,000. Similarly, during the same period, 35 children were rescued from the industries. Most of those violating children's rights were big industries. Moreover, there were other issues on appointment letter, remuneration, society, and physical securities. The industries were also directed to reform their management and work style to ensure labor rights and stop using child labor. The cases of dengue infection has crossed more than 6,000 across the country. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health and Population, the mosquito-borne infection is detected in all districts except for Humla and Mustang. Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, Chief of Vector Control Disease at the division, said altogether 6,347 dengue cases have been confirmed in the country at present, while three people have died due to dengue infection so far. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged for implementing larva search and destroy campaign to prevent the outbreak and spread of dengue. Likewise, according to the ministry, the government will bear the treatment cost of the dengue patients in the public healthcare facilities. Likewise, the division reported 75 cases of cholera across the country as of now. Similarly, cases of this highly contagious diarrheal infection was detected in Puthan, Makwanpur and Rolpa. The number of tourists dying due to altitude sickness in Nepal is increasing. Last year, 21 tourists, which includes 11 Indians, 12 Malaysian, 1 Ukrainian, 1 British and 6 Nepali tourists died due to altitude sickness during their trip to Mustang and Manang. Most incidents also occurred in Muktinath of Mustang. Leaders from the political community have called for an integrated law to improve the economic, political, social, educational and employment status of the Dalit community. Political officials highlighted that Dalit rank lowest in the Human Development Index and have minimal presence in the state apparatus. Likewise, lawmakers argued that the state must empower Dalits and ensure their proportional representation in all state organs. The constitution aims to build an egalitarian society and eliminate discrimination based on various factors. Sagar Pandey has been elected president of Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, the umbrella organization of trekking entrepreneurs. The 46th Annual General Assembly of Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal held yesterday elected Pandey to the post. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A school bus plowed into a crowd of people, killing at least 11 of them, including 5 students in China's Shang Tung province. According to the BBC, several others were injured, including one who is in critical condition. The bus appears to have rammed into the students and parents as they were standing outside the gates of a school in Thian City. State media reported that the driver lost control of the vehicle and was taken into custody as police investigate the cause of the incident. It is unclear if the incident was intentional. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have said at least 129 people were killed while trying to escape from the central Makala prison in the capital Kinshasa. According to Al Jazeera, Interior Minister said prisoners attempted to break out on Monday amid a fire that hit the building's administrative buildings, including the infirmary. Interior Minister says 24 people were shot dead while others suffocated in the crowd. Makala prison is the largest in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and was built to hold 1,500 prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pushed back against pressure for him to do more to secure the release of Israelis held captive in the Gaza Strip after 11 months of fighting. According to Al Jazeera, Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing mass protest at home and pressure from United States President Joe Biden. This happened after Israeli forces at the weekend recovered the bodies of 6 captives. Egypt and Hamas deny such activity and the Palestinian group has rejected any Israeli presence in the area. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 3-day official visit to Brunei, Darussalam and Singapore. According to Xinhua, Prime Minister Modi's Brunei visit will be the first ever bilateral visit by him. The visit also assumed significance as this year marked the 40 years of diplomatic ties between the two nations. In the second leg of his visit, Modi will travel to Singapore, which is scheduled for September 4 to 5. In his departure statement, Modi said the focus of his visits would be on further deepening ties for mutual benefit. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of all provinces. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli asserts prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali motto will be fulfilled by implementing basic rights. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says two major political parties formed the government in special circumstance, highlighting joint efforts for good governance. And school bus laws into crowd in China, killing 11 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.